Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "A good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For people do not pick figs from thorn bushes, nor do they gather grapes from the brambles. A good person out of the store of goodness in his heart produces good, but an evil person out of the store of evil produces evil. For from the fullness of the heart the mouth speaks. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, but not do what I command? I will show you what someone is like who comes to me, listens to my words, and acts on them. That one is like a man building a house who dug deeply and laid the foundation on rocks. When the flood came, the river burst against that house, but could not shake it because it had been well built. But the one who listens and does not act is like a person who built a house on the ground without foundation, and the river burst against it. It collapsed at once and was completely destroyed." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus gave us this very simple teaching. We have to follow him. We have to do everything with love. It's a good tree does not bear rotten fruit. A good tree means someone's united with Jesus. If we live together with Jesus, whatever you do is for the glory of God. But if we forget about Jesus, many times we are selfish. Many times before difficulties, we go away. But Jesus is telling us to follow him is to follow his cross. But he is with us. Jesus says, "Come and follow me." So you can imagine Jesus close to us. He invites us to go ahead. At times it might be difficult. And certainly when he says, "Come after me," means he looks after us. Be joyful. At times we meet difficulties or meet a person who doesn't like us, thank the Lord, give praise to the Lord, and trust everything to his hand. Whatever we can't do, Jesus can do it. So let us, once again today, during the daytime, entrust everything, including difficulties, just tell the Lord, "I'm here. I want to do your will." So let us entrust everything into his hand, believing whatever is impossible for men is possible for God.